Despite having been detained by Border Patrol for illegal entering the country in 2022, a Venezuelan gang member has now been arrested in connection to a drive-by shooting. This is Friday, March 29th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, we've made it to Good Friday. Thanks for spending part of it with the Texas Minute. Special thanks to Brandon Waltons for filling in for me yesterday while I was working on a special project. We'll have more on that next week. But as a programming note, in observance of Easter, the Texas Minute podcast will take Monday off and then resume on Tuesday, April 2nd. Let's jump into the news. Trustees in the Fort Bend Independent School District were confronted this week by a group of pastors, parents, and community leaders concerned about explicit books in their libraries. The worried citizens took issue with a number of titles available to children to check out from school libraries across the Fort Bend District, many of which contain vivid descriptions of sexual encounters, as well as abortion, rape, and jokes about Christianity. Parents read obscene selections from the books so that board members would understand the issue. Texas educational standards prohibit sexually explicit materials in children's school libraries. Governor Greg Abbott has ordered public universities and colleges to update their free speech policies to include appropriate punishments for anti-Semitic rhetoric on campuses. An executive order issued by Abbott this week is meant to address the rise in anti-Semitism on university campuses following the October 7th terrorist attacks by Hamas on the State of Israel. The governor wants the universities to ensure groups such as the Palestine Solidarity Committee and Students for Justice in Palestine are disciplined for violating the new policies. Voters in Harris County are demanding that District Attorney Kim Ogg investigate allegations of illegal electioneering by Huffman Independent School District Superintendent Benny Soleil. He's accused by more than a dozen voters of using taxpayer-funded school resources to promote political issues and candidates during a November 2023 bond election and in the March 2024 primary. Texas election laws prohibit government officials and employees from using public funds or resources for political advertising. Violations of those laws are a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a $4,000 fine. Now, state law requires a district attorney's office to investigate allegations of criminal conduct in an election if two or more voters submit affidavits. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like daily headlines, the Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
A 29-year-old Venezuelan national was arrested in Chicago on March 11th for his role in a drive-by shooting. Adelvis Rodriguez Carmona entered the country illegally through Texas in July of 2022 and at the time was stopped by the U.S. Border Patrol. He was immediately released into the country. Over the course of the next several months, officials realized he was a member of a transnational criminal organization that had begun as a prison gang in Venezuela. He was ordered to leave the country in mid-2023, but no surprise, he ignored that order. In February, he allegedly played a role in a drive-by shooting in the Chicago area and was finally arrested last week. You can get the details on this and all the stories mentioned today and find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. This edition of the Texas Minute was based on original reporting by Luca Cacciatore, Will Biagini, Aaron Anderson, and Amelia McKenzie. It was produced by Nick Shepard in the 1836 studios. Again, we'll resume the Texas Minute on Tuesday. Have a great Easter weekend. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.